Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson. It's called Adventures for a Cause. Well, we're going to be learning about a group of people who love to go on crazy adventures. What about you? Do you like going on adventures? Carolyn, what do you think about this? Do you ever go on adventures?
Well, before reading this article, I thought I did, but I think that these might be a little bit extreme for me. I'm not sure. I really like going out and exploring new places, going out in the woods, on the mountains, and just walking around. But these adventures are a little bit different. Gabe, do you like to go on adventures?
I agree with you. I would say that I do enjoy adventures. We're going to be learning about some people who love going on very crazy and extreme adventures over these next couple of days. So let's get started with the first reading of today's lesson, Adventures for a Cause.
Adventures for a Cause. These trips are exciting and charitable, but not for the faint of heart. This Saturday on the windswept plains of Mongolia, 35 riders will line up and then explode into action, galloping over the steppe. This is the beginning of the world's longest horse race, the Mongol Derby. Participants spend 10 days traveling its nearly 1,000-kilometer-long route, or rather, en route. They choose their own path across the vast Mongolian wilderness, occasionally checking in at rest stations to change horses. Riders may choose to sleep in tents at these stations, enjoying the local hospitality, or they may prefer to sleep in the open under a night sky sprinkled with stars.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Is it possible to go on an adventure for a good cause? Of course. Today we'll learn about some exciting, fun, and charitable activities. But first, let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Faint of heart. Faint of heart is an idiom. Traveling to a foreign country on your own is not for the faint of heart. Windswept. Windswept is an adjective. Children love to fly kites on the windswept beach. Eccentric. Eccentric is an adjective. Zoe's eccentric uncle keeps trying to keep wild animals as pets. Conservation. Conservation is a noun. Ian started an organization to encourage conservation of the environment. Your more information words are step. Step is a noun. Hoofprint. Hoofprint is a noun. Let's jump right in.
Well, that sounds exciting. I would love to sleep out under the stars again sometime. Let's go back to the beginning of our lesson, actually in the title, Adventures for a Cause. If you do something for a cause, it's for an honorable reason. You want to make the world a better place in some way. That is a cause. What's the first thing we read here today, Carolyn?
Well, we first see these trips are exciting and charitable, but not for the faint of heart. And we are going to be reading about some very exciting journeys and adventures and the kinds of charities that they support, but they are not for the faint of heart. And let's look at that phrase from our word bank. If something is not for the faint of heart, then it is not for someone who is afraid of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Maybe if you are easily discouraged or if you give up easily, you might be described as faint of heart. But usually, I see this in the phrase, something is not for the faint of heart. For example, you might go to an amusement park and there's a crazy roller coaster ride. Maybe a sign will say, "This is not for the faint of heart. Go on this ride only if you want some real excitement."
That's right. So, these adventures are not for the faint of heart. You must be very brave and don't give up easily if you want to go on any of these adventures. Well, beginning with our article, this Saturday, on the windswept plains of Mongolia, 35 riders will line up and then explode into action, galloping over the steppe. Now, that's a long sentence, so let's go back to the beginning, Gabe.
Well, we see a word from our word bank. It is windswept. And of course, we're talking about the plains of Mongolia here. The plains are very wide and vast, and there's probably a lot of grass. And so tall grass, when the wind comes over it, it kind of sweeps over it, creating a shape. So all the grass is facing one direction or leaning in one direction. So you would call that a windswept plain, kind of like the wind came and swept the plain.
That's right. You might also see a windswept hillside where there aren't very many trees. Most places that we describe as being windswept don't have a lot of tall plants, but here we have a grassy plain that the wind has swept across. Now, on this plain in Mongolia, 35 riders will line up and then explode into action. And I love just the descriptive words here. It means that they're going to be going very, very fast if they explode into action.
Yes, that's right. They will be exploding into action. So you can use that word explode, not just to talk about things that blow up, but anything that can come into action and get exciting. So they gallop over the steppe. They're galloping over the steppe. And a steppe is kind of a mostly dry place or partly dry place, and it's a grass-covered plain, a steppe.
That's right. And we see that they're galloping. Now, the people are not galloping, and we find out that this is actually a horse race. So when you see things like riders and gallop, you know that they're talking about horses.
That's right. All right, so now it's time for us to learn something with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. In this sentence, we saw a word Saturday, and you know that's a day of the week. Steve and Ken will be sharing with us about some of the names of our weekdays. Let's go and listen to them now.
This month, let's talk about the origin of the English names for the days of the week.
Okay, once again, we'll need to visit ancient Rome, which named the days after heavenly bodies.
Okay, the first two day names honored Sol, the sun, and Luna, the moon, creating the model for our Sunday and Monday.
Right, ancient Rome's third day was named for the planet Mars.
And the succeeding days, in order, were Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn.
Some of these Roman names are still reflected in the Latin-based Romance languages. For example, instead of Mars, the French say Mardi.
But in English, because of its Germanic influence, the Roman god names were replaced by Norse god equivalents.
So Mars, remember, the Roman god of war, was replaced by the Norse god of war, Tue, that's where we got Tuesday.
The Norse god Woden gives us Wednesday, and Thursday comes from Thor, god of thunder.
Venus, Roman god of love, was replaced by the Norse goddess of love named Frigg, giving us the word Friday.
The lone Roman survivor is Saturn, who is memorialized in the English word Saturday.
今天课文的第一句话就提到 Saturday, 星期六,你可曾想过一个礼拜七天的英文名称是哪里来的? 其实这又要追溯到古罗马以及北欧神话和天体行星的名称。 英文的星期日 Sunday 来自 Sol, 太阳, 星期一 Monday 来自 Luna, 月亮, 星期二来自 Mars, Mars原本是罗马神话里的战神, 但是后来呢被北欧神话的战神 Tue 所取代, 就产生了 Tuesday。 Wednesday 来自 Woden, 那是北欧诸神之父。Thursday 来自 Thor, 那是北欧神话中的雷神。Friday 是纪念爱神 Frigg。Saturday 是一星期中唯一还保有罗马神话的名字，它来自 Saturn, 那是罗马神话中的农业之神，也是行星中的土星。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Now, earlier we were talking about riders galloping over the steppe. And in the next sentence, we learn a little bit more about this horse race. This is the beginning of the world's longest horse race, the Mongol Derby. Now, a derby is a kind of horse race, and I think maybe one of the most famous ones is the Kentucky Derby in the United States. But here we're talking about the Mongol Derby in Mongolia.
That's right, and participants spend 10 days traveling its nearly 1,000 kilometer long route, or, as it's written here, rather, en route. I guess an en route is a name that they maybe created because it's not an official route or route.
That's right. So this is something very special, and we find out why they changed the name to en route.They choose their own path across the vast Mongolian wilderness, occasionally checking in at rest stations to change horses. So usually, if you are following a certain route or a certain path, then you know where you're going to go. But here, there isn't any marked trail. They have to choose their own way through the wilderness.
That's right. Well, we see a phrase here in this sentence, to check in somewhere. These racers, they're checking in at these rest stations to change horses. So that means they're kind of, it's a place where they stop along the way. And maybe they rest, and maybe they do other things. They check in somewhere. Maybe you've seen this phrase when you're using Facebook. You can use your smartphone and check in at certain places on Facebook.
That's right. So you announce your arrival at a place like Facebook or an airport or a hotel. There are many places you can check in. Now,Riders may choose to sleep in tents at these stations, enjoying the local hospitality. So this is very special. They can meet local people and stay in tents there.
I think that's one of the best parts about this adventure is meeting all sorts of different people. We continue, or they may prefer to sleep in the open under a night sky sprinkled with stars. I like that.Imagery there. You can imagine the sky, and usually you use the word sprinkle to talk about maybe you have a handful of sugar or salt or something. You sprinkle it on top of food. The sky is sometimes sprinkled with stars.
That's right. Well, right now it is time for us to join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 faint of heart 这个成语。faint 是指昏倒。所以 the faint of heart 延伸出来的意思就是胆小的人或胆小之辈。例如 bungee jumping is not for the faint of heart. 高空弹跳不适合胆小的人。它的形容词是 faint hearted, 意思是胆小的或者是懦弱的。例如 there's no time to be faint hearted when you are at war.打仗的时候可没有时间可以胆怯。继续我们看的是 windswept 这个形容词。wind 是指风，而 swept 是 sweep, S-W-E-E-P, 席卷或横扫这个动词的过去分词。所以 windswept 就是指迎风的，被风吹袭的。例如 It's difficult to shoot a video on such a windswept hill. 要在这个迎风的山丘上录影非常的困难。或者是 you can find goats on this treeless windswept field. 你可以在这片荒芜又被风吹扫的平原上看得到山羊。
Today we are learning all about adventures for a cause, and these adventures are not for the faint of heart. The first one is the Mongol Derby, and it is the longest horse race in the world going across the windswept plains of Mongolia. Now we have a lot more to learn about these great adventures, and we will do that in the next section of our reading today.
Adventures for a Cause. These riders are following in the hoof prints of Genghis Khan and his ancient Mongolian warriors. Like those warriors, they have a mission. But instead of conquering the world, their goal is to save it. For charity, the Mongol Derby is one of several events organized by the Adventurists, a team of courageous, eccentric adventure lovers. The adventures are for fun, but a noble purpose can make any experience more exciting. So participants must raise at least 1,000 pounds for charity to enter. At least half of this goes toward rainforest conservation, so future generations have somewhere to get stuck.
All right, well, that's kind of a fun way to put it. Let's go back to the beginning of this section here. These riders are following in the hoofprints of Genghis Khan and his ancient Mongolian warriors. So we're talking about the people who are going on the Mongol Derby. They're riding their horses in the footsteps of this famous ancient person, this warrior, Genghis Khan. Now, usually I see a phrase in someone's footsteps, not hoof prints. But here, of course, they're on horse, and so we're talking about going in the hoof prints of someone. Carolyn, what does it mean to follow in the footsteps of somebody?
Well, if you are following in someone's footsteps, then you are doing the same thing that they did before you. So someone has already done something, and now you are doing that same thing. Maybe it is literal, and you're walking along the same path that they took on the ground, but maybe you are following the same career path or the same dream that someone else followed before.
That's right. So following someone's footsteps. Well, like those warriors, they have a mission. Okay, but it's different. But instead of conquering the world, their goal is to save it. Well, I think it's time for us now to enjoy a video about this Mongol Derby.
This is the toughest horse race in the world.
We have a real problem. Saddle's gone, horse is gone, it's gone. What do we do?
And they're incredible horses.
They've got so much juice, these horses. Man.
I've been strapped to yet another missile.
It's incredible. We rode through forests and rivers today, which is why when I take my boots off, I think I will pour some water out.
A lot of marsh, mud.
Desert. We went through salt pans. We went everything.
We've got to be prepared for anything that happens in the field.
Oh, there's some fasty ones here.
I lost my GPS in the first hour of this whole race, so I'm dependent on other people for the direction.
It's going to be very, very long days in the saddle.
We've all got chafing in places where you should never chafe.
This is probably the core suffering chapter, really, of the Derby. You know, they're still not particularly familiar with the horses. They're probably still struggling with all their kit. They've experienced 15 different types of weather and terrain already.
Absolutely broken.
These horses have just gone amazingly well. Wonderful, magnificent, a special beast.
We've seen incredible things.
It's extraordinary.
Fantastic.
It's been an epic adventure.
In the next section, we're going to find out more about the causes that this derby helps to support. We see that it is for charity. The Mongol Derby is one of several events organized by the Adventurists, a team of courageous, eccentric adventure lovers. So this is not the only adventure you can go on. There are many others, but these are organized by a group called the Adventurists. Now, it sounds like they would be interested in adventures, right, Gabe?
It's true. That's why they're called the adventurists. But let's take a look at one of our word bank words there. It is eccentric. These people are also very eccentric, which means that they like to do things that are not very normal. Actually, they usually prefer to do things that are not normal or common for people to do.
That's right. Some people look at people who are eccentric as a little bit crazy because they like to do things that are so different. And here the adventurists do go on many very interesting and different types of adventures. Now, continuing, the adventures are for fun, but a noble purpose can make any experience more exciting. I think that's very true, Gabe.
It's true. They're doing these things for fun, but of course they also have a cause or an honorable reason, a noble purpose as we read here, and it makes things more exciting and I would also say more meaningful.
That's right. So participants must raise at least 1,000 pounds for charity to enter. Well, it sounds like that is a very high entry fee.
It does. Actually, that's about $1,500, so that's a lot of money to raise to enter these races. But if you're interested, you should try it. At least half of this goes toward rainforest conservation, so future generations have somewhere to get stuck. Well, let's first take a look at that key word there. It's the word conservation. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, conservation means that you try to protect, preserve, mm-hmm. or restore wildlife or the environment. So conservation here, they want to help the rainforest. They want to protect it and maybe plant more trees and help it to grow and prosper.
That's right. So that's a kind of wildlife conservation. But there are many kinds of conservations, maybe water conservation, different things that people are trying to save or maintain, protect. Now, we see this phrase here at the end. It's a quote. They're trying to protect these places so that future generations have somewhere to get stuck. Now, this is a very positive thing, saving the rainforests, but it's kind of phrased in a negative way here, I think just for fun. It's a negative way of perceiving something very positive. If you go into a rainforest, you might get stuck. But it's great that the rainforest is there.
I think this is a very fun way to phrase it. And right now, it's time to join Michelle for some fun in the language lab.
OK, 继续我们看的是 eccentric 这个形容词。Eccentric 是指古怪的或怪异的。注意它的第一个 C 是发 K 的音，第二个 C 是发 S 的音，念成 eccentric。例如 ,the eccentric old man lives with a bunch of reptiles. 这位古怪的老人家跟一大堆的爬虫类住在一起。或者是 ,the woman's eccentric behavior attracted a lot of attention. 这个女人古怪的行为引起许多的注意。最后我们看的是 conservation, 这个不可数名词。Conservation 是指保护或者是节约。例如 ,the company is saving over $10,000 each month by its energy and water conservation efforts. 这家公司省电跟省水的努力让他们每个月省下超过$10,000的支出。或者是 ,the wildlife conservation proposal was passed in Congress. 这项保育野生动物的提案在国会通过了。And now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Okay, so today we've been talking about the adventurists, and they are some people with eccentric personalities. They love adventure and doing things out of the ordinary, but for a good cause. Rainforest conservation. Does this sound like a good cause to you, Carolyn? What do you think?
Well, I think it sounds like a really great cause. The rainforests are quickly disappearing as they get torn down and destroyed to change things to grow different crops and raise other animals. It's very, very sad that the rainforests are going to be gone soon. So I think that this is a really wonderful cause for them to support.
I would agree. I think that we need rainforests for many reasons. So let's save the rainforests. And here is one way that you can know how, by supporting the adventurists. I think what they're doing is great. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow for more on Adventures for a Cause.
See you then.